she is quite simply the prettiest witch of her generation.
Hello, Patreon. It's Snaky. So if you're in Discord, you probably saw the little message that I had put in there. So I just wanted to kind of let you guys know what's going on with moi, because I like to be really open. So where I live right now, I moved in probably in like August 2019, and it was supposed to be temporary because I had taken a job out here. And I was probably going to go and work in another city that's about 2 hours away. Well, then COVID hit and it knocked that job out and I stayed here. I was supposed to move out in summer, but obviously that didn't happen because of COVID. So they adjusted how things worked and kept leases going and then just had rent stay the same. I found out today, which I knew my lease was about to be up, but I thought I might just extend it for 6 months. But I hate it here. My apartment complex is a nightmare. I've lost packages living here, people like stealing my mail. The apartment complex doesn't take care of the buildings. I've been without water, power like last week. It's just shitty. It's really old. They don't do a lot of upkeep. It just sucks. So on top of that, they're raising the rent, and it is not worth it. On top of the utilities that I pay, I live in California. I'm not going to say exactly where, but California is not cheap. Just let's put it that way. So with the utilities and my rent, and they are raising it by $200, it's just not worth it. Especially, I'm sorry if there's a weird noise, I'm making coffee. Oh, that's funny. So it's not worth it. One of my good friends who lives where I wanted to move back to originally pre-COVID, her cousin's brother owns a house and they have like 6 bedrooms. It's freaking huge. And they were looking to rent out one of the rooms. It's $800 and everything's included and it's for 7 months. It's until July, which is a perfect amount of time for me to go back to where I wanted to go, look for something that's going to be more long-term because I wanted to make my next move somewhere where I can be there for a couple of years. I've rented houses before and that's just so nice to know that you can set things up and you're not going to move out in a year, you know? And that would be a lot more feasible for me right now with that I'm doing this full-time and I want to have a nice setup and I don't want to move it. So this works best for me. The room that I'd be renting is on the top floor. Everybody else lives on the bottom floor. It has a walk-in closet, so I could do my sexy time recording in the closet. Everybody there is like a working professional, so people aren't there a lot. It's kind of perfect. So if you're on Discord or Twitter, you saw that I'm pulling an all-nighter tonight. That doesn't mean I'm half-assing stuff because I never do that. I just want to get as much stuff done as humanly possible so that A, I can focus on getting things ready to move because I have to do it by the second week in January, and so that to help me cover some of the moving costs because this has sprung on me unexpectedly. I'm really good with money. I really am, contrary to what people might think. I'm really good with money, but because this was sprung on me right now, it's going to be a little tight. So I'm planning on running something, maybe like the Black Friday thing for audios, maybe something on OnlyFans for the other portion of it. But I just need to get as much as I can so that I can make moving as simple as possible. Because this time next month, I'll be there and everything will be fine. I'm trying to be as positive about this as possible because I want to go into the new year with no bad vibes. So this is going to be good in the long run, but I have to really buckle down and focus. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So content will start to roll out. I have other stuff I've got to finish editing. I'm going to try and get as much done tonight as possible and then over the weekend. Again, I said this in Discord as well. If you have not turned into me what you want your custom audio to be, it's not an issue. It's only the 9th. I'm just doing as much as I can so that when I do run a special or do something like commission-wise that I don't feel stressed because you guys come first. I like putting my patrons first, patron commissions first. So I'm just getting that out of the way so that I can focus on other things should the need arise, which it will. It just depends on how big I need to do it or how many slots I have open. So that'll be coming probably next week. If you're interested in doing something like that, I'll probably promote it on Twitter. I might promote it here. If you feel like throwing some extra money my way, it's appreciated but not needed. I really appreciate every single dollar that I've gotten here this month. I know there's a lot of new people, so thank you, because this will be going towards that for sure, which means that I will not be able to get my new mic until January, but that's okay. I've fixed my snowball enough that we will be able to make it until I get moved, and then I can focus on getting some decent equipment that's, you know, the cord doesn't have to be rigged every time, but that's okay. I love my snowball. I don't know what I would do without it. It's given me the ability to make so much nicer quality stuff. So the person who bought it for me, thank you. You know who you are. So moving along, I am going to get started with my evening. My coffee is done and I'm going to start mic moaning. I'm in the mood. I'm feeling good, feeling great. I haven't let this stop me today because guess what? I'm so lucky that I at least know somebody who has a room in a really nice house. It's in a really safe neighborhood. And, you know, I'm not going to be living alone, but that's okay. It gives me time to get my stuff together. And I have a walk-in closet. Nobody's going to hear me being weird. So, Cool. Thank you guys for listening. If you don't listen to this, that's okay. But I just wanted to let everybody know what was going on. I very much appreciate every single one of you, especially even more in situations like this, because not only do you help me like make the quality of my audios nicer, but when I have real life moments like this, it really helps me out there too. So I'm going to go and moan and stuff, and I hope you guys have an excellent evening.